Welcome to the Originers podcast. We're told that humility is good. There's nothing more off-putting than arrogance or someone who wants to show off. But in our efforts to sound more respectable, we can cause ourselves problems. We can undersell ourselves, put ourselves down, and risk missing out on opportunities. So is there a better way? Today on the Originers podcast, we're going to be talking about how you can strike a balance because you can create a great impression and elevate your success without sounding like you're bragging. And crucially, we'll be sharing why it's so important that your efforts and your achievements get noticed. Originality is your greatest gift. Every one of us has an original blend of experiences, skills, personality, and values. It all adds up to give you unique potential. Originers tap into the power of their originality to make amazing things happen. Whether they have a personal ambition or are on a mission to make the world brighter, originers have dreams, passions, and ideas. But most importantly, they take action. When you are an originer, you make the future. Welcome. I'm Loretta Milan, communication expert and host of the Originers podcast. Humility has its place. It can help you feel more human, more in touch, and more approachable. For this reason, it can help you have a healthy relationship with people, open conversations, and make you receptive to feedback. Humility is also key for helping you be clear on what you do and don't know. Research has shown that those with low humility can mistakenly be overconfident even when they are incorrect, which can potentially lead to an array of problems. These people can be less open-minded to having their viewpoints challenged, which could lead to them suffering from both blind spots and challenges in relationships. Humility can help you be more aware when you need support, improve teamwork, and help you avoid feeling isolated or facing burnout. It can also help you be more open about the areas where you need to grow, so you can take action, allowing you to improve your effectiveness over time. All this is good. But sometimes it's possible to be too humble, and that is the problem. This could be overt, such as minimising your achievements, putting yourself down, or talking about yourself in a depreciating way or allowing others to do so. Or it could be more subtle, like keeping quiet about your achievements or not speaking up about your valuable skills. There are lots of reasons people do this. Sometimes it's because they're worried about sounding arrogant or that others might think they're boastful. Other times they're concerned about making others feel bad, or it can simply be a habit from years and years of being told not to show off, especially when growing up. Whatever the reason, it's a problem. Not least because there are plenty of people who are not afraid to speak up about their achievements and successes. These are the people who could be taking the credit for your great work or taking opportunities from you if you're not careful. As these people rise up and are seen as leaders, you risk lagging behind and being used, which you don't deserve at all. Being too humble can also have a negative impact on your self-esteem. Words matter. Every time you allow yourself to be put down, you are devaluing yourself. So what's a better way? Well, we've got six things you can try that will take you from being too humble to standing out boldly. The first thing you need to do is validate yourself. The work to be less humble begins inside yourself. You need to truly believe you deserve to shine if any of the other techniques are going to work and if you're going to come across as authentic. So that's where you need to start. No matter what anyone said to you in the past or what you think anyone thinks now, choose to believe you deserve your achievements, your position, your desires, and that you deserve to be noticed. The second thing you need to do is choose how you will come across. To make a greater impact, it helps to decide how you are going to show up. What is the opposite of being too humble? Obviously, you don't want to be arrogant, so you need to find an alternative, an elevated perception you feel confident with. It can help to distill this down to a word or phrase that you can picture. Maybe you want to feel strong or proud, to rise up, to shine, to be awesome, epic, or vibrant. Bring this positive feeling to mind next time you want to speak up and truly embody it. The third thing is to get in the habit of speaking up. How often do you hold back what you want to say? Or how often do words come to you later and you're filled with regret? It's time to get in the habit of speaking up rather than waiting for big moments so that it feels more natural and you're prepared when those key moments arrive. So pay attention. Notice those small opportunities to drop your skills, experiences, achievements, stories and wisdom into conversation and be proud. Have facts to hand so you can pull them out when you need them and sound certain about what you're saying. To get the tone right, you can think about ensuring what you share is informative, relevant to the context, and of value to the person that you are sharing it with. And make sure you keep things two-way, creating opportunities for dialogue, for others to share their perspectives, and be open to feedback too. Listening is a great way of showing that you're open-minded and that you understand. It also gives you an opportunity to tailor what you share about yourself so it's more likely to hit the mark with your audience. And if you find being spontaneous hard, the trick is to prepare talking points in advance. Also remember that you can always follow up with people if you have a useful thought in the days after meeting somebody. The fourth thing is not to wait for the perfect moment. If you wait for opportunities to come your way, you could be waiting a long while. It's much better to create them. Where do the people who can open doors for you hang out? Do they know about you? Do they know about your capabilities? What matters to them? What do they need? What do they value? Maybe there are events and conferences you can attend, people in your network who can introduce you, or maybe the people who need to hear about you are in your environment already, you're just not visible enough yet. Make it your business to know and set about creating opportunities to meet them and start conversations. Again, this can be just as much about listening as it can be about speaking. After all, who likes being jumped on and pitched at? So think more in terms of how you can build relationships in a natural, meaningful way. The fifth thing is to focus on you. An important thing to remember is that standing out isn't a competition. Being noticed and recognised for your achievements doesn't require anyone else to lose out, so be sure not to put anyone else down or criticise others, even if you have suspicions about what others are saying. Gossiping will reflect badly on you and will give an impression that you are someone who can't be trusted. You'll command much more respect by holding your head high and focusing on yourself and what you can offer without getting drawn into drama. While focusing on you, it helps to be honest about what you do and don't know. When you're clear about your expertise, it gives you greater credibility. This is because no one believes everyone knows everything, so trying to give this impression could create feelings of distrust. Being honest about your expertise takes courage. It shows that you know yourself well and that your expertise is dependable. Maybe you can talk about how you collaborate with others when a wider skill set is required. It's an opportunity to talk about your leadership and how you elevate those around you. The final thing you can do is practice bold asks. One of the big drivers behind people being too humble is fear of rejection. A way of overcoming this is to actively practice facing rejection. Go to a shop and ask for a bigger discount than you think you could get away with. Go to a cafe and ask for a drink they wouldn't normally have, and so on. Get used to asking without the fear of having a no coming back to you. No is just a type of response. Then when you have got used to this, apply this skill more practically in other areas of your life where you need to make more realistic requests that stretch your confidence. By practicing this and getting comfortable with it, you'll then be less afraid of asking for something that matters to you when a big moment comes your way. So, what are the most important takeaways from this episode of the Originers podcast? 1. Humility has its place. It can help you have healthy relationships, be more open-minded, access support, grow, and generally be more effective. It can also help you avoid the traps of overconfidence. 2. The problem with being too humble is that it can lead others to take credit for your work and cause you to miss out on opportunities as other people who are more bold step forward. Being too humble can also negatively impact your self-esteem. 3. There are 6 ways you can make the shift from being too humble to standing out boldly. Validate yourself inside first. Choose how you will come across. Get in the habit of speaking up. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Focus on you, don't put others down. And practice bold asks. And finally, if no one has told you today, I want you to know that I believe in you, that you matter, and that you can do great things. Keep being original. We hope you find the lessons in this podcast valuable. In the show notes, you'll find a link to the article which accompanies this episode. It includes all of the lessons we've shared with you today. Now is the greatest time to tap into the power of your originality to make amazing things happen. The Originers podcast features expert tips and ideas to help you make the most of your originality, stand out and succeed. You will also enjoy regular inspiration from Originers around the world. They'll open up about how they've achieved great things, got through the challenges, and the most important lessons they've learned. Subscribe now, because Originer, this is your time. You make the future.